Your Daily Scholarship is brought to you by EE College Essays, helping you identify and communicate your unique personal strengths through your college essays. Find me at www.eecollegeessays.com and follow me at EE College Essays on Facebook and Instagram for tips and advice on essays and college admissions.
This is Dave, the Scholarship Coach, with your Daily Scholarship for April 3rd, 2024. What is the largest cost of college? Is it the $10,000 to $40,000 per year in tuition and fees? Or is it the cost of housing, meal plans and food, books, and other college-related expenses? While all of those direct costs of college add up, there's a hidden cost that most people fail to account for. That's the opportunity cost. Opportunity cost is an economic term that refers to what is given up when choosing between alternatives. For graduating high school students, the opportunity cost of going to college can often be measured by the salary of the job that they forgo when they instead go to college. While the minimum wage varies greatly by state, for purposes of illustration, let's assume that a graduating high school senior could get a job that pays $10 per hour. Assuming a 40-hour work week, that works out to $20,000 per year. Over the course of the 4 years that it will likely take that same person to graduate from college, this person will have foregone $80,000 in lost wages. When you add that to the $100,000 plus that the average student will spend on college, we see that the real average cost of college is closer to $200,000 or more. Now, it is true that college degree holders earn, on average, about $22,000 per year more than those with only a high school diploma. So, using all of those average numbers, we see that it's actually not until more than 10 years after high school graduation that a college graduate's lifetime earnings start to produce a return on their college investment. However, that's true only if the student doesn't go into debt for college. With current average student loan interest rates running about 6% and the average person taking 20 years to pay off student loans, tack on another 3.5 years of the college graduate's salary going towards interest. All of those numbers mean that it's likely not until a person is about 33 years old that they realize a return on their college investment if they take out student loans. However, scholarships completely change this picture. A student who earns enough in scholarships to pay for their college degree realizes a significantly faster return on their college investment. Remember, even without student loans, our hypothetical average college graduate starts about $200,000 behind in lifetime earnings compared to their friend who started working right out of high school. Since the only cost of college when scholarships cover tuition and other expenses is the opportunity cost, it takes our hypothetical college student less than 4 years after college to achieve lifetime earnings higher than their friend who started working right out of high school. So suppose a student starts working on scholarships for about 3 hours per week starting in their junior year of high school and continues to do that until they graduate college. By the time they graduate college, they'll have worked on scholarships for about 900 hours. That's the equivalent of about 37 and a half days of a student's life. So, 37 and a half days working on scholarships versus 13 and a half years working to pay off student loans. That's the opportunity cost of failing to apply for scholarships. The choice is yours. If you have a student in the high school class of 2025 and you want to help them get back 13 years of their life, check out the Scholarship Coaching for the Class of 2025 program. Space is limited, so don't delay. Click the link in the show notes to learn more, or go to nodebtcollege.teachable.com. Or if you have a younger high school student, check out my Scholarship Coaching for High School Freshmen and Sophomores program so your student can get an even bigger head start on funding their college dreams. Again, go to nodebtcollege.teachable.com.